Well, Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good to see everybody awake tonight.
Amen.
Glad we're in the house of the Lord again. It's a Tuesday night. You know, I've been thinking all day is Wednesday because we're going to church. I've been off the mark today on that. But thank the Lord for being in this house again. This has been a good revival. It's been just a little bitty crowd and everything, but the word can go out when the crowd's small. Amen. A seed can be sown. Amen. I'm just glad to be here tonight.
Amen.
Glad for what the Lord's
Amen.
Done for me in my life. Once again, honored for the privilege of being able to stand in the revival. My first one with my dad since I've been preaching.
Yes.
Amen. And I've really enjoyed it. And without further ado, if you got your Bible, turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Lord being my helper, I'm going to get to preach. Amen. Or at least start reading from what I consider my favorite verses in the Bible.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3, we'll start verse 5 and 6.
Amen.
Everybody, I'd say, who's a Christian, has a favorite verse in the Bible.
Yes. Amen.
It's all good, we know that, but there's just some scriptures that really adhere to you more than others do. And this is probably my favorite one, because I find myself using it many times.
Me too, brother. Yeah.
More than anything else, I seem to come back to these scriptures. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Yeah.
Lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yeah.
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Shall direct thy paths.
Come on.
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health Amen. To thy navel Amen. And marrow to thy bone."
Yeah.
You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Before Solomon, who wrote this, began to talk about this, these are Proverbs. A lot of these he had written to his son, it says. Amen. In the very first verse there it says, "My son, forget not my law, but keep thine heart. Let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." And he says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart."
Amen. Amen.
And so when we read verses like "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding," we need to take those verses to heart.
Yeah. Amen.
We need to have those verses stenciled on our heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Begins to talk about how he wanted to instruct his son in the ways of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I would think all parents would do as they go through their life and they begin to learn different experiences of they want to teach their children how they've learned things and what things to avoid and what things to do because they've been there beforehand. They've known the way. They've traveled the path. And Solomon here being the wisest man, the wisest king, the richest king that ever lived, he probably about seen it all and done it all. And he knew exactly what mattered to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart."
Yeah.
Amen. You know, the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not going to do us any good, as Dad said last night, I believe it was, to give him only a little bit of ourselves,
a
few pieces of the puzzle that makes up the picture of our life.
Yes.
And then we have to give it all to him.
Yeah.
I'm glad when they went to sacrifice on the altars in the Old Testament. They sacrificed the whole sacrifice. They didn't keep none of it back. Because then that would have made God angry and he would have struck in them in his anger. But amen, when you went to the altar, you have to bring the whole sacrifice. You have to bring it all to the Lord. Amen, or none of it would count.
Amen.
Amen, we need to be trusting in the Lord today. Hey, if there's every day we've lived in and experienced some of the things we have over this past year with all this virus stuff going around, amen, if there's every day we need to trust the Lord, it's the day we're living in.
Amen.
Amen, because the Lord is going to get us through everything if we just put our trust in Him.
Right.
Amen, He'll get us through all the way over to the other side.
Amen,
He led the children of Israel from Egypt all the way over the other side of the Red Sea. Amen, into the wilderness, and He would have got them into the promised land in just a few days. Amen, if they'd give it all to
Him.
Amen, they decided to murmur and complain. Amen, they decided to speak slander against the Lord. And instead of giving God all their trust, all their hope, and all of their self-sufficiency, amen, they decided they want to go back and get some more to Egypt. They said, "We miss the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Amen, we want to go back." We know some of their heart was still in Egypt. They didn't give it all to the Lord.
Amen,
and because of that, what would have took maybe a 40-day journey. Amen. And they said they sent spies out for 40 days. Right. And every day that they had doubted and slandered the Lord added that day for a year, it seemed.
Yeah. Amen.
40 years they were in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's right.
Would have only took just a few days journey maybe.
Amen.
But when you don't give it all to the Lord, amen, you can spend many years paying for
it. That's right.
That's good
preach
stuff.
Preacher, don't stop preaching.
Hey. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. I like this next part. He says, lean not unto thine own understanding.
Amen.
Amen. The song that comes to my mind. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Amen. You know something, I begin to think about what that leaning meant. Amen. Back then it talked about leaning on a spear, on a staff for support. Over in Hebrews 11 it talks about how Jacob blessed the two sons of Joseph. Even while he was leaning on his staff. Amen. But if you find the thing about leaning is, whatever you're leaning on is going to be stronger than you.
Amen.
I have faith that this bench is not going to fall over if I lean on it.
Yeah.
Amen. If I try to lean on the wall, I have faith that the wall is stronger. It acts as a support for me. Amen. I'm glad today he says, don't lean on your own understanding. It's not going to support you. Amen. Your own understanding will fall flat every time. Amen. Because God's ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Amen. There's no way we can comprehend what God's thinking. Even Psalmist David said, it's too high for me to even understand.
That's right.
We lean to our own ways just when we get in trouble. We lean to our own thoughts. A lot of times that old devil comes in and he tries to sow some bad seed. Amen. On the drive the way home last night, the devil tried to sow some bad seed in my mind. A lot of times the devil gets in there and play around. Amen, but you got to trust the Lord.
Amen.
The whole way home I had to trust the Lord.
Amen.
I had to rebuke the devil and say, Satan behind me. I know that's not the truth.
Amen,
but I'm glad today if we just lean on the Lord.
Amen,
we find the Lord to lean upon. He is a solid rock foundation. Amen, he'll never fail you. He'll always be there to the end of the world.
Yes,
amen.
Will.
Amen.
A sure foundation. Amen. I'm glad the Bible calls him a rock. Amen. That rock followed them in the wilderness.
Amen.
It gave them water. It said the rock that followed them was Christ. Amen. A sure foundation. Amen. I'm glad today we have a sure foundation to lean upon. Amen. We can trust the Lord with all our heart. Amen. Jesus told him about the old commandments. He said, hold this too. Hang all along the prophets and trust the Lord with all, not just part.
Yeah.
And trust Him with all your heart, mind, and strength.
Amen.
Dad brought this out last night. He was talking about how the woman, amen, with issue of blood, she was not made halfway whole.
No.
I like to say, well, she wasn't made half, she was made whole.
Yes.
She was made whole.
Amen.
If you want half a blessing, then you just give half of it to the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Blessing
God.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you won't even get that much.
That's right.
God wants it all.
Amen.
Amen. He wants the very best you got.
Amen.
You say, why does the Lord expect so much of me, preacher? Amen. Because He gave His very best for you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God that when Jesus went to the cross,
amen,
when He went to that old cross, He didn't give half His life.
No.
He didn't give part way. He gave the whole thing.
Amen.
He gave everything He had. Amen. And as He was hanging there, He gave all of Himself so that me and you can live in righteousness. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
thank God He didn't hold nothing back, brother. Thank God. Amen. Trust Him with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Man, I love that old verse. I talked about this a little bit, touched on this Sunday, about righteousness and how it directs your path too. Amen. There's so many times in my life that I get confused. Amen. I'd get to having a decision, didn't know which decision to make. Amen. And sometimes I just wouldn't do nothing at all because I'd be too afraid I'd make the wrong decision.
Amen.
But amen, I'm glad if we trust the Lord, He will guide our steps. He'll guide our footsteps and He'll lead us to the right decisions every time we have to trust the Lord to do so.
Amen.
Bible says the Lord directeth an upright man's steps.
Amen.
He can't lead if you won't follow.
That's
Right, amen. He can't lead you if you aren't willing to follow.
Hey,
amen. He can't direct something that's standing still, that's not moving. Amen. He can't do that. Amen. You have to be in line right with him. The sheep have to follow where the shepherd leads, or they'll get lost every time. They'll get left behind is what will happen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I want to take you to a man who trusted the Lord. Amen. Dad just paid me back for last night. He hit on my message a little bit tonight. That's all right. And Second Kings, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 18. Talk about a man named Hezekiah.
Yeah.
I thought about this. I got this message, by the way, today at about 1 o'clock.
Amen.
Talked to the Lord all day for a message. I told Dad earlier this week, we was talking about the revival and everything. I said, you know, I've only got one message so far, and that's it. But I know the Lord's going to come through. He always does, Brother Holly.
Yeah.
He's never let me down. He's never failed. Just show up when I needed him, amen.
Yes, sir.
The more you trust the Lord, the easier it is to trust the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
The more you see him start working through things in your life.
Yeah.
But amen, I got this message today about 1 o'clock. Just the first part of that scripture, and then all of a sudden this man's mind popped up in my mind. This man's
amen.
Name did. 2 Kings 18. We'll read a little bit to give you a little idea of Hezekiah and what he was going through. It says, now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, the son of Eli, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign.
Yeah.
25 years old was he when he began to reign. Hezekiah was 25 years old.
Yeah.
And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
His mother's name was Abi and the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves and break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense unto it, and he called it Nehushtan.
Right.
That staff that they had used and put a serpent on it, a brass serpent, when they was to look at that staff, when they were bitten by any kind of serpent, they'd be healed.
Right.
But they began to put their trust in something that wasn't the Lord.
Yes.
They began to put their trust in an idol. It was a tool that God used, but amen, they began to worship that as God himself.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about that in the last days, they worshiped the creature more than the Creator.
Yeah.
Amen. And we see that they had started to worship this thing, and Hezekiah put a stop to that, and he broke it in pieces because it served his purpose. It was no longer necessary.
Amen.
He trusted in the Lord, God of Israel.
Yeah.
So that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor
That's
any
right.
that were before him. Hezekiah was a man who trusted the Lord. And it said, for he clave to the Lord. I love that word.
Yeah.
It means to attach yourself.
Yes.
It means just like a piece of Velcro. I mean, they just stick together.
Amen.
Amen. It's like you have a static electricity.
Yes.
And you get your laundry out of the laundry basket. And it's got all that a static cling to it. And I have a piece of lint just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Hezekiah and the Lord.
Yes.
Just together, just like glue. He clave to the Lord.
Yes.
And it said, he departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses.
Yeah.
And the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria, and served him not.
Right.
He smote the Philistines, even to Gaza, and to the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city.
Yeah.
And notice here, it says, it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Eli, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. The current king of Assyria here was Shalmaneser. And it said, at the end of 3 years, they took it, even the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is, until the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Israel, Samaria was taken. The point is, there's a lot of years going on here, but the point is, Samaria, God allowed Samaria to be taken captive by Assyria.
Yeah.
And said, the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria and put him in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan in the cities of Medes. Why? Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them.
Right.
Amen. In a chapter over here, it talked about some of the things that they did. Said the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods,
yes,
and walked in the statutes of the heathen whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and the kings of Israel which they had made. So they began to make gods unto themselves and start worshiping them, like they did this brazen serpent.
Yeah. Amen.
Even gave it a name. We're talking about Hezekiah here. He came, he became king, and he began to break down all those images and break down all those high places where people would go to worship these false gods. And all of a sudden, this king of Assyria comes down, Shalmaneser, and he begins to take Assyria, begins to take Samaria into Assyria. And it says, and the king of Assyria did carry away Israel into Assyria, and because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God. Now in verse 13, it says, now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, so we were in the fourth year, now 10 years have passed.
Right.
A new king has entered the state of Assyria.
Yes.
One of the most evil kings I believe there was in the Bible.
Yeah.
And this man's name is really easy to remember. It always has been easy to remember to me. It says, in the 14th year, king of Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them.
That's right. Yeah.
Sennacherib.
Yep.
That's the king of Assyria at this time.
Right.
And it says Hezekiah. Now remember, Hezekiah clung to the Lord. He trusted in Him.
Yeah.
So that there was no king like Him before or after.
That's right.
And it says, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return for me that which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Basically, he was saying, how do I get out of this mess? I'll pay you for it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he says that Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord.
That's right, brother.
Listen to that. In the house of the Lord and the treasure of the king's house. Now notice this. I didn't even know this till a little while ago when I was reading it. At that time, remember, he asked for silver and he asked for gold.
Right.
Guess where he gets the gold? At that time, did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, the king of Judah, had overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria?
Yes.
He took the temple, not only the silver in the storehouse of the temple, but the very gold inlay that was laid over the doors and the pillar, which he himself had laid over there.
Right.
He began to desecrate the temple of the Lord.
Yes.
Come on.
Hello,
brother.
And once he gave it to the king of Assyria, we're about to read, the king of Assyria knew if he has this much money, I'm sure he's got a lot more.
Yeah.
How many knows if you give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile?
Amen. Yeah.
This is what Hezekiah ran into. Amen. We know that the king of Hezekiah trusted the Lord, but that didn't make him perfect. Amen. He made some mistakes, as we see here.
Right.
What is important and what happens after the mistakes you make.
Yeah.
A lot of people blame David for what happened with Bathsheba, but he paid dearly for that and he repented dearly.
Yes.
Right. Let's see what Hezekiah does here. The king of Assyria sent a few of his men here to talk to Hezekiah, by the names of Tartan and Rabsaces and Rabshakeh from Lachish, unto the king of Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. So here comes a few of his captains with a big army coming against Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebnah the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, recorder. So there's some people come out to meet him.
Yeah.
And he said, his main captain, Rabshakeh, said unto them, speak you now to Hezekiah. Listen to what he says. Thus saith the great king of Assyria here.
Yeah.
What confidence is this wherein thou trustest?
Mm-hmm.
What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Amen. He was basically calling God out.
That's right.
Amen. That's what the devil likes to do.
Yes.
That's what he did with Eve.
Yeah.
Yea, hath God said.
That's
you know, that's what this man with this man has the very picture of the devil inside
Amen.
Of him. Amen. What confidence do you think you're going to believe in?
Amen.
That's the tactics of the devil. Thou sayest, but they are vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? He's puffing himself up, making himself to be something great.
Yeah.
Now beholdest, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, remember we're talking about leaning to your own understanding. He's saying Egypt is just like a spear. If you lean upon it, it will go into his hand and pierce it.
Yeah.
Amen. This is what you're trusting in is going to cut you in the end.
That's right.
Amen. And I read some commentaries about this because they didn't know what he's talking about. And it said that back then, Hezekiah had basically went in league with Egypt and with the Philistines and with Phoenicia and some of the other countries so they could come against Assyria. He had to come together with the enemies of Israel.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how bad it got.
Yeah.
But he says, but if you say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God, is not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah had taken away and said unto Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my Lord, the king of Assyria, and I will deliver thee 2,000 horses. Here comes the devil starting to make some bargains.
That's right.
Starting
to
make some bribes.
That's right,
hey, you pay off my king here, and he'll deliver 2,000 horses if thou be able on thy part to even set riders upon. More horses than you can put riders on.
Yeah.
How then wilt thou turn away from the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? He begins to speak for God now. He says, the Lord said unto me, go up against this land and destroy it.
Yes.
The Lord didn't do so, that same. The Lord didn't tell that man to destroy Israel. I mean, Israel is the apple of God's eye.
That's right.
Amen. God wouldn't tell him. There's the devil, bold-faced lie.
That's right.
And then said Elkeem, the people that are on Hezekiah's side, the messengers that went out to meet with them, all these people said, speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But Rabshakeh said unto them, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall? He said, I don't want our men to hear what's going on down here. Just speak in your language. We understand.
Yeah.
He says, we want them to hear what's going on. We want to scare them.
Yeah.
The men on the wall, we want to scare them and let them know that there's no confidence in Hezekiah the king. There's no confidence in God.
Yeah.
We're talking about trusting the Lord here. And he said down here, thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered to the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present.
Right.
And come out to me, then eat every man of his own vine and every one of his fig tree, and drink every one of the waters of his own cistern. Boy, this is just the forked tongue of the devil coming out. Hey, man, he says, you just come on out here out of your kingdom.
We'll
just have a good old feast here. We'll provide the wines and the flagon of wine. We'll provide the water. We'll provide all this good stuff. That sounds kind of like what he's trying to tell Jesus in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, if you're hungry, just make these stones into bread.
Amen.
Amen. You know, if you just bow down before me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the devil's tactics. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But we're going to find out what exactly happens, what Hezekiah does here.
Amen.
For one thing, if you're a man of God and you cleave to the Lord, you're not so easily persuaded to fall for the tactics of the devil.
Amen.
You can read the rest of that on your own. There's a lot of reading already. I'm going to skip over what Hezekiah did. For one thing, Sennacherib sent another message to Hezekiah, and he did it by letter.
Yeah.
In the very next chapter, chapter 19, verse 14, it says, Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. Basically spitting out all the same things here. He's not going to deliver you. You're trusting in vain. We is the ones that are going to take care of you. I bet they'd have slayed every one of them if they'd come out.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Bible said Jesus called Satan the father of lies.
Amen.
It says Hezekiah received the letter in the hand of the messengers, read it. Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord.
Yeah.
There's an old song that I've heard not too long ago. Amen. Talk about there was a king who got a letter. A mighty army without number. He spread it out there for the Lord to get a view.
Amen.
God sent a prophet to and just one angel.
Yeah.
And that devil, his army met its doom. It's amazing what a prayer can do.
Yeah.
Amen. We see here Hezekiah, he begins to spread that letter out before the Lord. I believe he gets down on his knees and he spreads it out. And he said he prayed to the Lord. He said, O God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God even alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent him to reproach the living God.
That's
Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations in their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Yeah. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Boy, that's one of the best model prayers I've ever heard in the Bible.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Acknowledging God for who he is.
Yeah.
You know, Moses knew how to talk to the Lord just like his God.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord began to talk about how Israel went against God's ways.
Yeah.
He began to talk about them. He said, I'm just going to make of you another nation, you and Aaron. Amen. We'll take you out of there and we'll just destroy all of Israel right now. And Moses began to bow down and fall on his face before the Lord. He said, Lord, hey, if you don't believe it, if you don't deliver us out of Egypt, then the nations will begin to talk about you and question of your ability.
Yeah, come on, brother.
That's what Hezekiah said here. Let the whole earth know that you are the Lord and you're the only one.
Yeah.
Not only that, but Israel had had problems with false gods.
Yeah.
Hey, don't only let Sennacherib know, but come out so strong and so mighty that Israel can't deny, amen, that you're the only God.
Yeah.
He says, then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God. Now, oh, thank God. Amen. The devil's had his say.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. He's had his time to talk. Amen. You know, the Lord will listen to the devil for so long.
Amen.
Amen. But the devil's got to shut his mouth.
Yes.
Amen. When the Lord comes on the scene and starts to talk to himself, he's going to have the last word. Make no mistake about it. Isaiah said, thus saith the Lord of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, have I heard. Hey, this is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him.
Right.
Oh, listen carefully. If we could just see God like Isaiah did, high and lifted up. Just like he's about to portray here.
Yeah.
Talk about a revival. Amen. We could just see the Lord high and lifted up and magnified.
Yeah.
And just worship him for who he is.
Yeah.
Amen. We could have a revival in this place tonight.
Yeah.
He said, this is the word the Lord spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee.
Yeah.
And laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee.
Yeah. Come on.
Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know who you're messing with.
Amen.
That's what God tells the devil.
Amen.
You don't know who you're dealing with here.
That's it.
Amen. I'm the Most High God of Israel. Who you reproached and blasphemed. By thy messengers thou hast reproached the word of the Lord, and hast said with the multitude of my chariots, I am come up to the high of the mountains, to the side of the Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and will enter into the lodgings of his borders and into the forest of his harem.
Amen.
Mount Carmel there. These men are saying, we're going to cut these trees. The trees are pictures of Israel. Judah and Israel there. I'm going to go in. I'm going to cut those trees down. We're just going to waltz right into the kingdom of God. Not so. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard? God's talking to him here. He says, hast thou not heard ago? Long ago have I done it. God's talking
about
it.
Amen.
In the ancient times that I have formed it. Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste spent cities and to ruin the city. God said, I was the one that did this all along.
That's right.
I gave you this power so that you could fulfill my will.
Amen.
All throughout the Bible, you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 about Gog and Magog, and he's about to say it to this king here. He talks about putting a hook in their jaws and just leading them about. Like an old horse with a bit in his mouth.
Amen.
God is able to turn that right.
Come on.
Boy, I can't wait to see when he does that to the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Just hook that old jaw and throw him right off in the pitch of the fire. Never to bother us again. But he begins to say here, he says, I brought it to pass. It was me all along. He said, therefore their inhabitants were a small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as the corn blasted before it growed up. Mm-hmm. Talk about all the different nations they destroyed before they got to Israel and Judah. But now he says in verse 27 of chapter 19, but I know thy abode.
That's right.
God knows where you live.
Yes.
He knows where you live. Amen. He knows your dwelling place.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
If you try to get down in the basement to hide from him, yes. He'll be there before you get there.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I know thy abode. I know where you live, King Sennacherib. I know thy going in, thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. It's funny because he uses the same terminology he did in Deuteronomy 28. Where he talks about cursing and blessing. And he says if you disobey the Lord, curse shall be going in and going out.
Yeah.
He's using that same terminology against the king here. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult has come up into mine ears. How did that come up to his ears? Well, his messengers were saying all these slanderous things. Not only that, Hezekiah tattled on him. Boy, we always said in the school, boy, we'd get mad at them tattletales. So-and-so over here ain't paying attention, teacher.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's okay to tattle on the devil.
Yeah.
It's okay to tattle on the devil. Say, Lord, amen, the devil's just been bothering me and something awful. Amen, Hezekiah got that letter and he spread before the Lord. He said, Lord, they said all these things about us. They're going to try to come in and conquer us. Lord, I want you to show everybody that you're the Lord, one true God.
Yeah.
And God's still talking here. He says, the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
Amen.
He's able to establish that which escapes from the devil. Amen. He's able to establish the church today. Amen. We know we've seen some down numbers because of COVID. But I tell you what, God can tell it to take root again and bear fruit. Amen. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant. God always has a remnant. They that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. He'll not even come close. By the way that he came, the same he shall return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord lifted up a standard against him, amen.
Amen.
For I will defend this city to save it.
Yes, you will.
For mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And notice what happens here. It came to pass that night. Amen. That night before they even take the first step to come and march on the city of Judah. The angel of the Lord, just one angel, the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. 185,000 soldiers slain just like that.
Amen.
And it says here, it must have happened way in the night because it said they arose early in the morning.
Yeah.
Amen. God always shows up right on time.
Yeah.
That's why you need to put your trust in the Lord.
Yes.
His timing is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. His timing is always perfect.
Yeah.
He may have been 4 days late to Lazarus, but amen, when he got there, Lazarus hadn't come forth. Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Smote in the camp, 185,000. When they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, departed.
Amen.
Amen. He had his tail between his legs and he got out of there.
Yeah.
He wasn't all of a sudden, he wasn't that big swell king. Amen. He wasn't that big person that was set on high anymore.
Right.
He didn't think he was going to go in there against the Lord's doing. Amen. And take over the Lord's place and cut down those cedars anymore. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon that came after this, he learned about the same lesson.
Yes.
Amen. He found out, he said, he talked about God being the only God. Amen. After 7 years acting like an old beast, growing out claws and hair and eating the things of the field, he began to say, God is able to rise up and exalt one. He's able to abase the other.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Nebuchadnezzar learned his lesson before it's too late, but not so with Sennacherib here. He departed, went to return, and dwelt at Nineveh. You remember Nineveh? Jonah and Nineveh.
Yes.
Nineveh is the city of Syria. Yeah, I think it might be the capital of it. And he says, it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, not the God, but his God, false God, that could not protect him. He leaned upon his God. That was his own understanding, but that God couldn't protect him.
Amen.
It wasn't a solid foundation. It wasn't a rock. That Adrammelech and Sherezar, his sons, smote him with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. So we see the end of Sennacherib here was he had made all these swelling and boasting words, just like the devil will do to you.
Amen.
But we've got to realize that the devil's already defeated.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be just like this. Sennacherib comes back. He bows down in the probably goes and tucks his tail between his legs and goes running and crying to his God, "Oh, they didn't let me take that old city over."
Yeah, that's right.
God knows how to bring you down.
Yes, he does.
I don't care if you're a king of the most famous nation on all the world. God owns the cattle of a thousand hills.
That's right.
And he owns the hills they're on.
Amen. Amen.
This is the God we need to put our trust in.
Yeah.
If you put your trust in a wrong God, you'll get the same result as Sennacherib did here.
Yeah.
He put his trust in a false God,
yes,
and his own two sons slew him, ran off, and another son took his place.
Yes. That's right.
That's why it's important to trust in the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Amen. We'll read a few more verses about trusting the Lord, and we'll come to a close. Amen. Let me give you some good verses on trusting the Lord. Psalm 37, 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also him, and he shall bring it to pass."
Amen.
Psalms 118:8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." I've heard it said that that is the middle verse of the whole Bible, is Psalms 118, verse 8. It is better to put confidence in the Lord, to trust in the Lord, than put confidence in man.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Then we just read Proverbs 3:5, and now Isaiah 26:4 says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And lastly, Isaiah 50, verse 10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light?" Are you in darkness? Do you have no light?
Come on.
Here's what you do. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care how many raging storm clouds there might be in the air today. The best thing you can do is just buckle down and stay upon your God.
Amen.
It might look like you're going to be defeated. It might look like you have to go through something.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you'll just trust in the Lord and give it to Him, amen, you'll be able to realize that He is the only one true God that can get you out of the mess or bring you through.
Yeah. Praise God.
If you got your Bible, one last place. I've held on to this scripture ever since this whole COVID mess started. Psalms chapter 91. This is the very scripture, some of it, that the devil tried to use against Jesus when he was in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4, I believe it is, in Luke chapter 4. Amen. In Psalm 91 it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Amen. The fowler is the devil. Amen. He's the hunter that's hunting for your soul today.
Amen.
He's got a snare laid for you, but God will deliver you if you put your trust in him. And he'll deliver me from the noisome pestilence. What we've had with this COVID is a noisome pestilence. Amen. It's all over the airwaves. It's all over the TV waves. It's noisome. It's making noise. But I tell you what, God can deliver you from that if you put your trust in Him. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. You know, the world likes to preach all kinds of truths. Amen, but there's only one truth. And if God's truth is your truth, if His word is your truth, that'll act as a shield and a buckler. Kind of like the shield of faith. Amen, because it will stand. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the noise, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
That's
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
That's right.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Yeah. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That's been my verse for this COVID.
Yeah.
Lord, I trust that you said there's going to be no plague come nigh my dwelling. Thank the Lord so far that it's not even come in the house. Amen. My wife teaches at a high school. It's a thousand wonders from every one of those kids that she teaches. She doesn't come home with it. But you know what? God, amen, is able to protect and deliver. Amen.
Amen.
Put your trust in Him.
Yeah.
Here's the verse the devil tried to use against us. It's funny to me how the devil tried to use up the Bible against the one who wrote it.
Yeah, come on, brother.
The author and finisher of our faith. The one who wrote the book.
Yeah.
Somebody trying to misquote it to the author. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. But he said, there shall no evil befall thee. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Yeah,
thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name.
Oh, yeah.
He shall call unto me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him.
Yeah.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Yeah.
We talked about righteousness on Sunday. And how God will deliver those who are righteous.
Amen.
He delivers these people he talks about right now because they are righteous enough to put their trust in God. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Then Dad talked last night. He preached on the message, amen, my load is too heavy to bear.
Yeah.
Amen. If your load is too heavy to bear tonight, put your trust in the one who can carry you.
Amen.
I read that word about trust and trusting in the Lord, and it went along with what Dad said last night about casting all your cares on Him, for He careth for you.
Yeah.
That's what kind of trust He's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it to Him because He is your companion on this walk of life.
Amen.
He's the one that's there traveling side by side.
Yeah.
Amen. It's amazing to me how He come back. Amen. He was on the road to Emmaus with the two people there. Amen. And they were sad. And Jesus asked them, why are you so sad?
Yeah.
Why is you counting it so down? Amen. So many people on the walking in this life today. Amen. Their countenance is so sad.
Yeah.
They're so down all the time. They don't realize Jesus walking right there beside them.
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
And lean not to your own understanding.
Amen.
In all thy ways, everything you do, acknowledge God. Acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths.
Yeah.
We try to figure it out on our own so many times. I'll be the first one to owe me that.
Yeah.
Amen.
So many times we try to say, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, what if we give it to the Lord?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. What if we trust the Lord? Say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I know you're going to give me what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
I know you're going to give me what I need.
Yes.
I'd ask our dear friend if he'd come back, Brother Gabe, and play us a song.
Amen.
And as he plays, I want to ask you a question. Are you really trusting the Lord today? I mean, could you say you trust the Lord just as much as Hezekiah? Amen. If it got so bad that it deal with Hezekiah in your life that you could reach out to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, look what's happening. I need your help. I can't take this on my own. I can't do this on my own. It has to come from you. Let's all stand this evening. Every head bowed, never eye closed, no one looking around. If you have a need tonight, if you need to trust the Lord more, if there's things that's coming up in your life, maybe some changes are coming up. I'm telling you, some changes have been coming up in our life. We're moving to a brand new house in a new city. We're having to trust the Lord for a lot of things. If you find yourself need to trust the Lord a little bit more, then all you got to do is come. Just give it over to Him. Let Him be your need. Let Him be your guide. Let Him be your strength. Let Him take it all away from you. Bury your burden. Trust in the Lord. He wants it all, folks. We have to trust Him with all our heart. Amen. If you came to Jesus, wouldn't you feel bad if He asked you, do you just want to be halfway whole? Think how bad he feels when we come to him and we say, Lord, I just want to give you half of what I'm going through. I can handle so much of it, but this little bitty part I need you to take care of. No, that's not how it works. God wants it all or nothing at all. He'll either be Lord of your life or he won't be.
That's right.
Amen. And to be Lord of your life means he needs it all. He wants it all from you. He wants all, amen, that you have to offer him. Yourself, your family, your job, your marriage. He wants to come first because he's the only one that can keep it together.
Amen.
You've been trying to keep it together yourself. You're doing it all wrong. You need to come the one that can hold everything together. He's the glue that makes everything work, Brother Michael.
Amen, brother. Yes, he is.
Amen. Without the glue, everything just falls apart. Trust in the Lord. All your heart.